The Torah refers to the Yontov of Shavuos in two ways. In Parshas Pinchas, I think it's Chavtes, Uvayom HaBikurim, and in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud, or around there, as Chag HaShavuos. So from the Torah, from a biblical level, that is how the Torah is referred to. That's how Shavuos is referred to. Chag HaShavuos and Uvayom HaBikurim. And if you look in the Gemaras and the Mishnayos and Chazal, they seem to have another name for Shavuos. It's called Atzeres, like in the Mishnah Bikurim. Eimei Vien Kodom Atzeres. Maybe Vien Korin that uses the word Atzeres. We find the Gemara in Psachim, Samaches, about Akol Be'inin, when it comes to Atzeres, Akol Moldem Atzeres, Be'inin Nami Lachem. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees that when it comes to the Yontov of Shavuos, even though all year round he says, or learn all day, he says, and Shavuos you have to eat. So we find Chazal changing the way the Torah calls it. So the question is, like, why would they change it? And if it was so good, why didn't the Torah call it Atzeres? Where do we find the word Atzeres used regarding a holiday? So we're all familiar with Shemini Atzeres, and yes, it is quoted Shemini Atzeres in the Chumash. I think Parashas Pinchas, Chavtes Lamed Hey, and Parashas Re'eh, Tezai and Ches, I believe, regarding Shvi Shel Pesach. So we find two times in the Torah that it's referred to as Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, as we all know, and Shvi Shel Pesach. So what's the criteria when the Torah calls something an Atzeres? Why only those 2 days are called an Atzeres? Why not Rosh Hashanah? Why not the beginning of Sukkot or Pesach? What's the criteria here? And also, why then, if the Torah didn't want to call it Atzeres, why would we call it Atzeres? What has changed, if anything? We find it as well, there's a famous Kedushas HaLevi, Rav Levi Mibarditcher, regarding Pesach. We call it Pesach, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. There's a famous reason given, the Gemara in Brachas, about God wears tefillin, we have tefillin, our tefillin praise God, his tefillin praises us. So we call it Pesach, we're thanking God, Asher Pasach, that he passed over us. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos to show the Jewish people's emuna. But what about regarding Shavuos here? What's the reason? So there's a famous pshat on the Chazon Yecheskel, Rav Yecheskel Abramsky had a special parish on the Tosefta. He lived in London, moved to Yerushalayim. So he wants to say as follows. The reason why the Torah does not call Shavuos Atzeres is because, first of all, we have to understand why is Shvi Atzeres and Shemini Atzeres? Why are they called Atzeres? So Rav Yecheskel Abramsky and others as well point out, when there's just an Isser Malacha, when there's only an Isser Malacha and there's no special mitzvah, of course, as well, each one has their unique karbanos, but besides the unique karbanos and the Isser Malacha, there's nothing else going on. So therefore, that's what Atzeres means. You're resting, that's it. There's nothing else. However, when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, in addition to Issur Melacha and the Karbanos, we have the Shtei HaLechem. We have the special Inyan of the Shtei HaLechem. In fact, that's how they explain. That's why it's called Yom HaBikurim, because the Chitim of the Shtei HaLechem were the first things brought in the Mikdash. Hence the name Yom HaBikurim because of the Shtei HaLechem. So therefore, it wouldn't be called Atzeres because we have the Shtei HaLechem. However, post Beis HaMikdash, Achar HaChorban, we no longer have the Shtei HaLechem. If we no longer have the Shtei HaLechem, hence it's called, Chazal call it Atzeres, because now all you have is the Isser Malacha, as well as the Korban. So that's the Pshat Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky says, because the Torah had a special halacha of Shtei HaLechem by Shavuos, so it doesn't warrant Atzeres, means there's not no special mitzvah. By Shofar, by Rosh Hashanah, there's Shofar, we have Lulav, we have Sukkah, we have Matzah, and we still have those today. But we no longer have the Shtei HaLechem, which is the reason why it's called Yom HaGibikurim, so therefore Chazal decided, now let's call it Atzeres. So of course the question is then, why didn't they give us a mitzvah? Why is it, I understand that Atzeres means there's no mitzvah, there's no other, but why was it set up this way? We don't have shofar, we don't have lulav, we don't have a special mitzvah. So there's a famous answer, they say, b'shem Rav Aaron Cutler, the one who started Lakewood, a little yeshiva in Lakewood, New Jersey, which now has branches all over the world. So he writes that and it's brought down the Imri Baruch, or Baruch Simon. He quotes from, at least I think that's where I saw it, that he says that by other mitzvahs, like the Anei HaKavod, we don't have one anymore, so therefore we need the Sukkah. Matzah, we remember a past mitzvah, the way they did it, Matzah Zushanu Ochlan, Ashrama. But however, Rav Aaron Cutler says, my Mehar Sinai, is still present today. It's the same Torah given at Har Sinai. Come, anyone who learns Torah, it's the same Torah given at Har Sinai. The principles don't change, and we take the principles today, and we go ahead and apply them. So it's the same Torah taught. That's why he quotes the Pasuk by the Kol Shofar, that the Kol Torah, the voice of Torah, never stopped at Har Sinai. And we see the Chashivas of the Yontav Shavuos is the Torah. We don't need other mitzvahs. We have the original. As I remember of a friend of mine or someone I know who lives, who's with a rabbi in Berlin. So he said that Estee Lauder, that's a big cosmetic company, and she's Jewish. I think her son runs the business now, and I don't think they're observant, but what's unique about him, or not unique, or what he does is he only gives to very traditional institutions, even though he himself, let's say, is less traditional than the institutions he gives to. He gives to. So he asked, why do you only give to these institutions? Why don't you give to other people? And he said, it's like art. It's like with art, only the original retains its value. When you have imitations or other things, so you break off from the tradition, it's not the same. So Torah, we don't have to break off anywhere. It's the same Torah given. Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai, Umisora Loshua. It's the same Torah given with the Mesorah. And the secret of Talmud Torah, as we'll see, is you have to see the geshmak. You got to see the pleasure of learning Torah. Like it says, one of the earliest sources, there's many sources of why we have milk on the Yontav of Shavuos. It's a famous one. You know, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chacham Echad that they didn't have. It was too complicated to keep the laws of kashrus. So they just got them. And the Ramah has the famous one where the Shtei Halechem, in order to have, that's probably the minute where you get milk and meat from. You start off with milk and you move to meat, different minhagim. Some just have different meals. Some have milk at night and meat during the day. I mean, you could do it that either way, but the reason why they do milk at night, because based on the Gemara, there's a discussion, maybe Simchas Yanta doesn't apply at Laila, only Yom, so therefore you might as well fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Torah with them having basar as opposed to dairy. So therefore, you know, different minhagim. But the original source is Shir HaShirim, Dawud Yidalev, Tvash V'cholav Tachas L'shonecha. So really the minhag should be is you should have a honey and cheesecake. I've seen many cheesecakes. Maybe there is a honey cheesecake, but really that'd be the original source. Or at least if you're not going to have cheesecake, at least put honey on your challah or something in order to fulfill the pasuk. But the point being is, honey and milk are sweet, and that's how the Torah should be. Reminds me of someone once said, the Rabbi Booth, I believe he was, he used to give a shiur in, I guess it was MTJ, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva. And I guess he was preparing for shiur, or maybe he was giving shiur before davening, and he was drinking coffee with milk and sugar, I believe. And somebody asked, you know, there's a whole discussion in the post-gim about whether you let it eating before davening or drinking, but even if you're going to have coffee, maybe you can't have milk and sugar, maybe it's gaiva, whatever, different discussion. Well, mice, I think most today it's assumed by many that it's okay. It's not gaiva anymore. So yeah, I think he quoted Rav Moshe, it's not a problem today. And he quoted them a Medrash Rabbah Megillas Rus, that if you have sweet things, it opens up the bones, it opens up you up to learning Torah. That's the yisod of being successful in Torah, is has to be masha libo chafes. It has to be, you have to have the tainug. You can't learn Torah like you're eating matzah or shaking a luv. I'm doing it because kach siva Hashem. You got to do it. You should be, obviously that's a factor. We're doing the right thing. But while you're learning it, it has to be something you have to grow past that, and you have to have the tainug of learning. In fact, that's the famous Igwe Tao in his Hakdama, where he points out people make the mistake. They think, you know, it's Torah Lishma. Let me find something I don't find interesting. Let me find something I find the most boring. Or let me go look up every word. And the more I struggle, the more I dislike it, the greater the scar. And Igwe Tao says that's a big mistake. The highest level, Torah Lishma, isn't forcing yourself to learn things you don't like. It's masha libo chafet. It's the tainug of learning, the geshmak of learning. Amelis betorah. That is the highest level, like we read in Mechugosai Teilechu. And obviously the famous Rashi quotes being amol batorah. How does he know amelis batorah? So they say over, I think, Rav Shmuel Rivzowski, others, because it says, well, we know it can't mean Kiyim HaMitzvahs, because that's the rest of the Pasuk. So it must mean Amelis Petorah. Why? Because the Pasuk says, B'mechorosai Teilecho. The difference between Adam and a Malach is Adam is a Malach is an Omeid, and Adam is a Mahalach. In other words, and obviously you got to grow, clearly going up, and the only way to grow is through Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, M'sachim, Tzamaches, Rav Yossi writes, if not for the Torah, I'd be some Joe in the Shuk. Yossi Bashuka. It's the Torah that makes us special. And in fact, it's the Maisa with Rav Yisrael Salantar, that he went over some Bachram are learning, I guess, in his yeshiva. They're learning very quickly. Tosas, Imtomar, Yeshomar, Imtomar, Yeshomar. He said, you're not going to get Yirah Shamayim from that. Like, what does it mean, Hug? Who said they were learning for Yirah Shamayim? They were learning for Yediyah. What does he mean? They didn't get Yirah Shamayim. So he says that, tell me, you know, people are into Segulas today, whatever, when I'm going to go naming them, The real segulas are the one in the Torah. You want a segula for kibud av aim? No, you want a segula for long life? Do kibud av aim. You go through, the Torah tells us segulas for everything. We have a lot of people who are into new segulas. But what's the segula for everything? Talmud Torah. If you're weak in Lashon Hara, go study the words of Lashon Hara. You're weak in Hilchos Brachos, whatever it may be. And the Efa Talmud Torah is a segula. You'll keep Lashon Hara better, you'll make brachas properly, and all the halachas. He says, that's the pshat. And when we do the Birkas HaChodesh, which we just did before Shavuot, so we talk about Yira Shamayim Yira Tzchet. And then it goes on, a line or two later, it says, Chayim Sheitibanu Avas Torah V'Yira Shamayim. We just said before, Yira Shamayim V'Yira Chayim Sheish Pem Yira Shamayim V'Yira. So what's the pshat? So I'm not sure if Yisrael Salanter said it, or they say this based on Yisrael Salanter. No, is if you have the Avas HaTorah, the Segula, and you're going to learn Torah, you have a Melech B'Torah, so that's the Segula for Yira Shamayim. If you have the Avas Torah, that leads to Yira Shamayim because you're going to do the mitzvahs properly. And that's the Lashon Im B'Chukosai. What do you mean Im? Talmud Torah is a Chiyuv. Why write it Im? Because that's the Yisod in life. You have to treat it like Im. And you have to, even though many, you have to do things like the Ramosha writes by the mitzvah, I think it's a mishpatim, lending money, but he has Im. And he says, why write, if you have to, why do you write Im? Because Im is you should do it because you want to do it. Even if you're obligated, but he's telling us, Derek Drush, on the performance in the mitzvah, you do chesed, because you want to do chesed. That's the Rambam. There comes ben adam l'makom, so kach siva Hashem. When it's ben adam l'chaveiro, you do it because you want to do it. You want to become a good person. You do chesed. And that's what im b'chokosai teilechu. Im. That you have to learn Torah like it's im. Like it's a rishus. You're doing it because you have the avas haTorah. You want to, and that's how you succeed in learning. And as well, that's the pshat from the Machane Degel Ephraim, quotes the famous Gemara in the Durham, Daf Pei Aleph. Why was the Churban Yushalayim? Why was the Yushalayim, the temple, destroyed? Achigol Brachu Bracha Tchila, because they didn't make the Birkas HaTorah. So the simple pshat is, you make the Birkas HaTorah before you learn. They didn't make the Birkas HaTorah. So that's what it was destroyed. So the Dago Machane Ephraim wants to say, no. Shavu Baruchu Bracha Tchila, no, it means the first Bracha. Vaharevna. Vaharevna talks about Torah being sweet. And that's all discussion. Leo Pshuas. It's a two brachas tree to enter. I mean, if you're being yotze, but he's saying here, Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, they didn't make the Vaharevna. And they were learning because they felt they had to. And they didn't have the Geshmaka learning. And therefore, that's why. That led to the Churban Habayis. And that's the Yisod. The Yisod is we have the same Torah. We used to have the Shei Alechem, so it's not called Atzeres. Chazal called Atzeres, that's the Yisod of the Torah, is we have the same Torah given at Har Sinai. And to be Matzliach in learning, it has to be like Dvash V'Cholav, the sweetness of Torah, the Medrash Megillas Rus, that'll get into your bones, like the Ramosha had to drink coffee with milk and sugar today. You have the Igwe Tau, and of course I forgot the Taz, the famous Taz, this points out, let's say someone takes a neder, they're not going to get Hanah from someone, from his friend. So, can I use his sefer? Can I use his shofar? So the halach is yes, the Taz says. But let's say I want to use, not a sefer, his shofar or something else. Let's say I want to borrow a sefer, so the Taz says, no, what's the difference? How come when it comes to shofar or some other lulav, I can borrow it? I'm getting hana. yet by Torah I can. So the Torah is explaining, because mitzvahs lav lahanos, you're not doing mitzvahs, but I know you're doing it because kaksiv Hashem, shofar, lula, but it comes to Talmud Torah, that's not why. It's Talmud Torah lahanosnin, the whole purpose of Torah is to get hana, to get the geshmak of learning. And therefore, even halachically speaking, you can't get borrow the sefer, you can't go to the person's shir, assuming there'll be some hana there, because Talmud Torah lahanosnin, that's the yisod. We all shvuas every other night of the year, every other day of the year that we learn Torah, we have to do it because of the geshmak of learning. And that's the simcha, you know, we have to do a bi'avad. It's like we have a different halacha, birkas kohanim, we have on yontif, at least in Ashkenaz. In Eretz Yisrael, we have it all the time, and many svardim have it. We only do it with a yontif, because tov leiv hu yivarech. Only you have to be besimcha. You have to, and that's why there's a special bracha, you got to do a pa'ava. Because by Birkas Kohanim also, even though you're mechuya, but you want it to be in a way with ava, because it's a mitzvah of a kol ram. But you know, when you're not really interested in doing things, you just mumble along, you're just doing squickly. You want to do something out loud, you show it's chashivas, you do it by kol ram. That's how you do Birkas Kohanim ava. So too, if you go walk into any Beis HaMedrash, he had the Kol Torah, because that's a product of being Matzliach in Torah, and that's the Yisod. That's why we don't need any other mitzvahs. We have the real Makoi, the only one that keeps its value is the original, and that's what we do as we prepare. We have the 7 weeks of Kabbalah HaTorah, and in fact, that's why it's called Atzeres. So the beginning of Yom Tov is Pesach, and it's Atzeres. It's only one day. How could it be the beginning and end? The answer is, it's the end of the Yontov of Pesach. It's Kabbalah HaTorah. We need to prepare. That's why different reasons given. There's certain minhagim not to bring in Yontov early. Why don't we bring in Yontov early? There's many answers. There's the Taz about Tamimis and other answers. But so it is that maybe that's what 48 ways to be Kona Chochma. Chazal and their wisdom realize this is the time you need. You need the 7 weeks. You go through the different procedures to prepare for Torah, and therefore we have no right to shorten that. And that's the Yisod of Matan Torah. We don't need any mitzvahs, as we still continue to have the same Torah. Other mitzvahs we have as a Zecher, but Talmud Torah is the real deal, and therefore that is the focus, more so with the focus on all Yom Tovim Talmud Torah, but especially on the Yontov HaShuas, which is Zman Matan Torah Seinu.